You're listening to the Hello Wyoming Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Hello Wyoming Podcast. We're here again with Rocco O'Neill. He's an economic development director at the city of Evanston, Wyoming. Evanston is the county seat of Uinta County, located near the border of Utah in the southwest corner of Wyoming. Today, we're talking about the Bridger Valley Historic Byway. Hey, Rocco.
Hey, what's going on?
Back with another episode. Can you take a minute to tell us about yourself?
Yeah. My name's Rocco O'Neill. Like you mentioned, I work for the city of Evanston. I do economic development, and I recently joined the Lodging Tax Board, which is our tourism and recreation board. So I've been voluntold to learn up on my Fort Bridger history, and I'm just joking. I'm happy to do it. So
perfect. Awesome. Well, you got voluntold to do the right thing. The Bridger Valley Historic Byway was once the point where the Oregon Trail, Mormon Trail, Pony Express Route, Transcontinental Railroad, Old Lincoln Highway, and Old US 30 all met. Located in Wyoming's southwest corner off of I-80, it passes through historic sites, including the Fort Bridger State Historic Site. So Rocco, aside from the Fort Bridger State Historic Site, which we'll talk about later, what other historic sites are available along this route?
Yeah, like you mentioned, it was sort of the confluence for the Mormon, Oregon, California trails and the Pony Express. Later on came, obviously, the Lincoln Highway, Union Pacific Railroad. So as you travel along I-80 and you hit some of these historic byways like the Muddy Creek Byway, Fort Bridger Byway, the entire route is just filled with history. Any specific ones off the top of my head? I can't come up with any off the top of my head. All I will say is that Fort Bridger alone is worth the drive.
Got it. Well, let's dig in there because that is the quintessential Wyoming fort. Fort Bridger and Fort Laramie are. So I know that it has a very, very long history in Wyoming. What's the condensed version of that history?
Yeah. So Fort Bridger was established in 1843 by Jim Bridger. Obviously, for those of you who know who Jim Bridger is, he was the quintessential mountain man. He was respected amongst his peers, respected by military leaders, Native American leaders, respected for his knowledge of the mountains, his trapping abilities. And so Jim Bridger founded this fort as sort of a trading post. He knew that all these travelers were coming through the area, and he wanted to take advantage of them running low on supplies towards the middle of their journey and sell them horses and goods and services and all the things they needed to continue on their way.
I've also heard that there's the Mountain Man Rendezvous, which is a modern celebration every year at Fort Bridger that kind of breaks down the history. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, each year the Fort Bridger hosts the Rendezvous, and it's the largest event in southwest Wyoming for sure, and I believe it's the second largest event in the state of Wyoming behind, obviously, the daddy of them all, Cheyenne Frontier Days. That's typically the first weekend of September. It could shift around a little bit, but they like to pin the first week of September as the Rendezvous weekend.
Got it. Did you spend time at Fort Bridger growing up?
You know, I didn't get a chance to go to the Rendezvous a lot growing up. We went a couple of times, and man, there's some cool vendors selling beaver hats and fur coats and all kinds of neat stuff. We did tours growing up in school of the fort itself and learning the history and coming to appreciate the folks that kind of settled the West, folks that my great-grandparents are near relatives to. And so I've come to appreciate the history of Fort Bridger and come to respect it. And it's pretty neat. And for travelers, I think you're just going to get the cool factor of mountain men and fur trappers and the Old West.
And it's right off the interstate, I-80. It's maybe 3/4 or a mile off the interstate. So it's a very easy stop to make, and you could easily spend a couple of hours, maybe more, at Fort Bridger. Did I miss that they have authentic attire? A lot of people dress up in authentic attire just year-round.
I don't know if it's year-round. Maybe there's a few super fans out there that are, you know, Jim Bridger crazy. They're wearing their fur coats and beaver hats. But certainly within the fort, the folks that do tours, they're dressed up to the nines, and they want to give you as authentic of an experience as they can. So, but that first weekend in September, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. If you come up, if you have a trailer or a camper, or if you can find a hotel room, come up and visit the Rendezvous that weekend, and you'll enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. It sounds like an incredibly educational experience. And that's not even taking into account the authentic and homemade shopping, the contests, competitions, games, and they're all from the fur trade rendezvous era. That's fantastic. So aside from historical sites, let's talk about the town of Fort Bridger. Are there amenities in Fort Bridger like gas that make it a convenient stopover for travelers besides the fort?
Fort Bridger itself has one gas station, I believe, but there are neighboring communities, Mountain View and Lyman, that are a mile, 2 miles away that have all the amenities that you could ask for, gas stations, food, services. The fort is really intended as a historic interpretive site.
Got it. And these communities, they're all clustered pretty close together, it sounds like. So there's plenty of options, if not in one town, probably in another.
That's correct, yes. And if you can't find it in Mountain View, Lyman, Evanston's only 30 miles away. So
Got it. Quick
zip over there too.
Perfect. So aside from the historical sites, what opportunities for outdoor recreation are there on this scenic byway?
Well, the scenic byway, it parallels the Uinta Mountains between I-80 and the Uintas. It's kind of the main thoroughfare for folks traveling to Flaming Gorge. But if you're on your way to Flaming Gorge, take that route through Fort Bridger. It's a beautiful back roads drive out to the sand dunes. Again, UTV, side-by-side, four-wheeler, dirt bikes. There's shooting ranges. There's all kinds of fun stuff along the way, walking trails. So it's kind of, again, a pick your poison. What are you into? And you can go out and pretty much find it.
Perfect. Something for everybody. So let's talk a little bit about Evanston, since it is the largest community in Uinta County. So since we've discussed a lot of history today, let's talk about the historical options in Evanston.
Yeah, like we kind of mentioned early, Evanston is a railroad town, much like the towns along I-80, which was the historic Lincoln Highway and Transcontinental Railroad. Evanston has the roundhouse and rail yards, which were built in 1912 by Union Pacific as a steam locomotive service station. The city's taken it upon ourselves to renovate and rehab those buildings into a community space. There's a turntable in the middle that still spins. And we have a great group of volunteers down there that give tours every day of the week. So if you stop in and you catch us, we can get you on a tour there. We have the Chinese Joss House. There were a lot of Chinese laborers working on the railroad. And so Evanston had a fairly significant Chinese population. In fact, we had a Chinatown just on the other side of the river from the roundhouse. And we rebuilt the Chinese Joss House. And the Chinese Joss House is kind of a sacred temple for the Chinese people. It was burned down in 1922. There's a lot of rumors and myths about how that came to be, but I don't know if any have been substantiated. I'll just leave that up to you to decide. So you can stop in and visit the depot and the Joss House and take a look at some of the neat Chinese history. Along with the old Chinatown, we have an archaeological dig site. It's actually used by Western Wyoming and some of the faculty and students over there to come in, and they've dug up pottery, ceramics, shoes, hats, all kinds of stuff from the old Chinatown. And we're working with Union Pacific on getting that designated as a historic site. Wyoming State Hospital, which is kind of what we're known for throughout the rest of the state, I think. It was opened in 1889 as the Wyoming Insane Asylum. And it has some unique history as well. There's been some kind of famous folks that have been institutionalized there over the years. Some of Butch Cassidy's bandits were institutionalized there. And in fact, I think the name's not coming to me off the top of my head, but one of them actually ended up living the rest of his days there. And speaking of Butch Cassidy, our Uinta County Historic Courthouse and Old Jail, Butch Cassidy was arrested just north of Uinta County in Star Valley in 1892, and they shipped him back here to Uinta County, and he served a few months in the Uinta County Jail. So we have a jail record for Butch Cassidy and down here in the courthouse. So there's a lot of cool history, cowboy, railroad, Indian, Chinese history here in Evanston. And if you visit the Uinta County Museum, I think you'll be surprised by some of the neat history we have here.
Absolutely. There were just so many trails that crossed in Uinta County in the 1800s. And then that's not even counting the building of the interstate highway system in the 1900s. But yeah, that would create a lot of history that would all converge in Uinta County. So I'm sure there's so much to see and more. So one last question regarding Evanston. Are there any notable annual festivals that Evanston is known for?
Yeah, we have several festivals and events, rodeos and things that happen up here. Typically in July, we have Evanston Brew Fest. You know, we like to invite the Wasatch Front up to come hang out, drink some regional craft beers, enjoy the downtown. We have the Celtic Festival, which is hosted by Arts Inc. It's a celebration of Celtic culture and music, and folks come up and over from all over the world to participate in that event. Cowboy Days Rodeo, that's typically in September. It's the biggest little rodeo in the world is what we like to call it. We get cowboys from all over the country coming and competing for purses and rankings. It's a PRCA sanctioned event. So we have a lot going on in Evanston.
Perfect, perfect. Sounds like a lot of fun year round in the Uinta Valley area. So as we wrap up, let's go back to the Bridger Valley Historic Byway. You grew up in Uinta County. So what do you think sets the Bridger Valley Historic Byway apart from Wyoming's other byways?
I think it tells the story of Southwest Wyoming. And I think the story of Southwest Wyoming is so unique to Wyoming in that it's really a story of the West. It tells a story of the Native Americans, the Mormons, the federal government, and how all of those interacted during the 19th century. And so I don't know how to categorize it or classify it, but there's just so much unique history that's unique to Southwest Wyoming, having been in the Utah Territory, having been a confluence, a main stop for all of these trails and transportation systems. So there's just so much to dive into, so much to learn and appreciate. And on top of that, we have some of the best recreation in the world. So
perfect. Well, Rocco, as we wrap up, I wanted to mention that visitors could visit travelwyoming.com for information on the Bridger Valley Historic Byway, as well as to plan their trip to Evanston. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. That's a great spot to go and start to plan your trip.
Perfect. Well, Rocco, really appreciate you being here today with us again. Where can our listeners find the city of Evanston on social media?
We are on Instagram. It's Evanston, Wyoming on Instagram. On Facebook, again, Evanston, Wyoming. Really original. So you can follow us there. We post all of our events, all of our community happenings on that Facebook page. Some of you may have seen our advertisements. We like to promote them. So go ahead and follow us there if you want to, you know, keep in tune with some of the stuff we have coming up.
Perfect. Well, Rocco, thanks for being here again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. And to our listeners, when you're visiting Wyoming, make sure you travel responsibly. Don't forget to follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. Visit travelwyoming.com for more information on your next trip to Wyoming. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.